I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Wycliffe Associates is still reeling from a deadly raid on their offices in the Middle East. President and CEO Bruce Smith says by the time the attack was over, four translators were dead. So why haven't we seen this on the news? Because it's not news.
Christians are attacked. They're jailed, they're tortured, they're terrorized in this part of the world routinely.
You'd think that the translation team's confidence would be shaken. In fact, quite the opposite is true.
It increases their resolve to seeing God's word reach the hearts of the people who are caught in this kind of violence and hopelessness.
And the best news? Even though the attackers burned the office and destroyed all of the equipment,
by God's grace, the digital copies of the translations that were underway in about 8 languages were backed up and the work can continue.
Today is World Water Day, and for Compassion International, clean water is not a standalone.
Our distinctives are Christ-centered, church-based, and child-focused. So while we don't do broad community development, we do serve and support that local church.
Compassion's Herbert Ehrsman says WASH programs, water, sanitation, and hygiene, are just part of how they care for kids in their sponsorship programs.
Clean water by itself is only partially effective, so there's also the sanitation side, which between and waste disposal, some of the communities we work in, particularly in Africa, India, or some cases, still practice open defecation.
To bring the life-saving gifts of clean water and living water to impoverished kids around the world, connect with Compassion through links at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, and these words are meant to encourage the family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.